It's the Get Up and Run UTMB special. It's Tuesday night. I've got back yesterday. I should have edited the show this morning, but I went to the beach instead and sat in the sea. I procrastinated. A lot of people come back inspired from these amazing events that are going on in the world, the biggest event of the world, but I went to sit in the sea with the sea life, the little crabs, the bits of seaweed, things you wouldn't find on Mont Blanc. I'm so close to turning into Alan Partridge. It's fucking ridiculous. And now, snip, editing away like some sort of top of the pops editing wizard that I am, to put together the UTMB special show. What will you learn from the show? Well, you just learn, I don't know if you will learn anything. I'll give you some top information now from it. Zach Miller eats his bananas sideways, right? Why does he do that, Hugh? Do you know why? They're sweeter in the middle. It bloody makes sense, doesn't it? What else? What else is there? Courtney Dullwater, 3 o'clock, well, about 2 o'clock in the morning in Cormier. Eye drops. Feeling a bit knackered? Eye drops. Mouth fatigue? Brush your teeth. Simple things. Now, I've just got to say this, because I don't think I've got any content at Cormier, because we're just too busy taking photographs. There's this one guy came in. Now, I appreciate people drinking liquid, because it's easier to digest, goes straight into the various different organs, such as electrolytes, and tailwind and so on, but there was a Frenchman. Don't know if he finished, or if he did shit his pants. A big tub, and we're talking a Ben and Jerry's size tub of chocolate blancmange. I'm not, you know, whenever you tilt your head to the side and squint a little bit and you go, ooh, I'm not quite sure about that. I wasn't quite sure about that. Going up and down with all those little mini altitude bubbles in your stomach, and he's gone behind the tree somewhere before he finished, I think. He must have. Anyway, it's the UTMB special. Put this in your ears. Got any questions afterwards? Send me an email. DM me. Pick up the phone. Give me a call. Pop over to the farm. Let's have a milkshake together. There we are. I'm in my pants. It's 6:03. It's August the 30th. And I'm about to put my space jumpsuit on, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sat in an Airbnb in Chamonix. It's the Wednesday of the UTMB. And I'm going up the cable car. I thought I'd just do early morning content. So far, if you've never been to Chamonix, cancel any of the holidays that you've ever had and just come. Outstanding place, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a runner, trail runner, like the outdoors, have got eyes, ears, nose, mouth, anything to do with being a human, just come. It's as simple as that. The UTMB is here. I'm geeked out of my mind. I'll talk you through later on in the UTMB specials about how I got lots of buff trucker hats customised, a cartoonist signed my hat, and how I've possibly ate my left leg weight in cheese in 2 days. Right then, get up.
Time.
They're just interviewing the race winners of the OCC. I've got some of the Chinese athletes chatting with their friends, with the photographers in front of me here. It's just great.
Comma chameleon. Comma ça va. Bonjour. We had a bit of high drama. Can't be a bit of high drama mid holiday earlier on. I left my coat a mile away from where I actually stay. It was the ITRA meeting, which was great. Met with all the other ITRA representatives. And Sophie from She Races, brilliant, one of my heroes. So she was heading back to the hawker stand to see Matt. And I said, it's all right if we walk and talk. So I picked the brains about all things She Races, and just brilliant. It's just, I'm going to put loads of content up later. Got there to the hawker stand in the village, started talking with Matt, who knows Bing, from the Ring of Fire. Ring of Fire starts tomorrow. So I said, let's FaceTime Bing. So we FaceTimed Bing, chatted away to him, he couldn't hear us. And then I went to Spa, got some super noodles and chocolate. Got into my apartment building. I realised my keys were in my coat. In this coat as well is also my passport. So I was like, oh, shit. This could go a bit shit. But luckily enough, they kept it behind the reception in the hotel. So I've just walked all the way back. And I'm walking all the way back now to put myself into my apartment where I'm away from getting lost.
Horses new. I think you have 3 kilometers shorter than the previous one, so the time is. I'm not focusing on that at all. But I was surprised to run that fast. So,
comrade, here the interview was Sienna Anderlund from Norway. We're gonna give a loud applause.
We're coming up to 4:45, race starts at 6. I've just walked down from the Majestic Hotel where the press pack from all over the world is, met my driver Anthony, then went and had a sit down in a shaded area of the hotel because I was absolutely exhausted. This is something else, ladies and gentlemen. We're surrounded by some of the biggest mountains I've ever seen in my life. We've got the big screen showing the runners, the men's and the women's. Commentary from the UTMB team. It's just something else. Runners are starting to mill around. The atmosphere is electric. There is a feeling of apprehension, but people taking photos, looking up into the sky at the hills, the mountains, the snow, the clouds. It's something quite special to be amongst so many humans who are so excited about this. I'm going to make my way to the press area to get a place to start taking some photos at the runners as they start. But yeah, this is something else.
L'histoire, 20 ans de bonheur. Oui, 20 ans. Souvenez-vous, les moments sont éphémères. Les souvenirs sont éternels. Vous avez rendez-vous avec la vie, alors remplissez-vous d'images, d'authenticité.
It's 7:30 at night. We've arrived at San Gervais, I think that's how you say it. The driver's dropped us off. two of the lads that I was with have gone for a walk. I'm stood next to another one of the media from a French, I think, podcast team, and he's just smashing the wine. So I'm going to stand next to him because he was sat in the front of the driver, and then in my book, he'll know where the driver is to drive us from here at 8 o'clock, which is in about half an hour. The street is the first checkpoint. John Alban has just finished the CCC in 11 hours 15, something like that. Incredible time, John. These lot, first one expected in about 20-ish hours. I don't know if we'll see last year's time of Killian Jornet being beaten. Going back to the start, just crying my eyes out. Absolutely electric. I can't explain it. I can just put it up there with childbirth, having a good shit, having all the money in the world, taking off in an aeroplane for the first time, making love to a woman, having a dog, and being in the UTMB. It was absolutely just, my God, there was people crying at the start. There's everything. If you think about all the training that all these thousands of people have put in, and all that just pure excitement before setting off on, many of them, it's going to be the biggest race they're ever going to do in their lives. That's got to pour out around on the frequency of humanity, and it was something else. So for them to put that on for my birthday, it was amazing. Right, I've just seen some crazy looking people. I'm going to take photos of them.
Hello, welcome to On The Bench with Hugh. No cider cans for me this evening, just some international runners in the Mont Blanc UTMB race. Here's one now, let's say hello. Bravo! Bayon Net! Bayon! On the bench with Hugh. Notre Dame, I think I am. I'm probably wrong.
Courtney just passed then in a with her men surrounding her. That girl brings so much energy everywhere she goes. She's like a new kind of frequency. And the crowd's gone from here. I think we were just waiting for her to come through, but that was wow. You know, you're watching a little legacy in a basketball shorts. Oh, brilliant. You're witnessing history. Hitner history. God, I'm tired. Right, I'm going to do some more filming. Geeked out. Just saw Josh, the winner of the UTS, run through. So I followed him. Yes. Bravo! So I followed him down the Hocker Human Fly light tunnel. And he gave me a wave. Got a wave off Josh. I'm going to get him on the show. I'm going to get him on the show. Because he waved at me. So, in my book, that makes us friends. Best mates, I'd like to say. Best mates. So, I'm just waiting for the bus man to come back. And then I'm going to chip off somewhere else. It's 9:30 at night. In a bit. Second lady's just gone past, I'd say about 5 minutes behind Courtney. I will find out her name by the next time I'm somewhere else. I'm making less and less sense as the show goes on. That's the beauty of mountain madness, ladies and gentlemen. Air bubbles in the mind. Anyway, you're all right? What are you all up to? Drop us a line. Who do you want on the show next? What do you want me to talk about? What hints and tips can I give you? What have I learned in Chamonix this week? I've learned that I love trucker hats. I've learned that there's no matter what interest that you've got, doesn't matter how small it is, there's somebody to share it with. Okay? I like running, I like trucker's hats, I like cheese, and I like meat. And there's lots of people here I can share it with. Simple as that. Oh my God. As well as the checkpoints, aid stations for the competitors, where we are, still not left, the Hocker Tunnel of Lights area. There's a association that's parents, the elves. I think elves means children in French. You have a elf whenever you're French. Des Contamines, Montijo. And they've got soup for sale. €6 for a soup. If you want some fromage, if you want soup cheese, it's a cheesy soup. €6, and that goes to the school. Kids walking around with kettlebells, bull bells, louder and taller than them. It's a proper community feel. You get that in fell running. You get that in aid stations and checkpoints and along the way, spread out in races in the UK. And it is starting to grow bigger and bigger in the UK, this kind of community feel. And it just gives so much back to the runners, something to do at the weekend. And whilst you're starting to think, there's a few people gone off route a bit. Has my lift left me? Because I've got no data. I'm unable to tell my drivers if I'm VIPing, let the driver know where I am. But he said he'd pick us up at this very point. It's 21:45. I think he said between 9:30 and 10 o'clock. Starting to think of a plan B. I did ask some people on the bench how far away is Chamonix, and it's 30 kilometres. So I'm not quite sure how I'm going to do that. So hopefully I'll find him. His name's Anthony. Anthony, if you're listening to the show, thanks ever so much for driving us all around for the UTMB. I stand by my word. I will give you £1 million. Yes. As soon as you pick me up. Au revoir.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm in I'm just making noises. But I'm in Italy. Just there. I'm in Italy. First time I've ever been in Italy, and I like it. It's given me a bit of wind. Apart from that, it's all good. You can see the checkpoint. We're not allowed there because they know a bit package. There you go.
First runners just coming out of darkness to Lac Combal in Italy. It's 67 kilometres. It's just after 1 o'clock in the morning, I think. You can start to see the other ones coming off the mountaintops, dropping down quite steeply here. I'll be able to make out who the runners are, although they look as if they're marching in to here. Legs are going to be a bit heavy after the drop down. I'm just going to pause my camera. Yeah, so there's a bit of a crowd of the media. They're marching in. You can see them all dropping down. I'll keep it recording just so you can hear them shouting and encouraging everybody coming in. There's about 30 of us just at the entrance. Right, who is this? Oh. After all that, it was a couple of event staff marshals. Oh. In a bit. It's amazing how you can pick up on people's movements just by the head torch. Zach's a bouncer. He was like trucking along behind Jim. Jim sort of just drifts in. And then Tom, I know his knees for some reason. I don't know why that is. I've told you I'm in the UTMB in a field in Italy. I've got to get the pronunciation. Got to get the pronunciation of this place right. Hang on, what am I trying to say here now? So I am in La Comble. There's no lights coming down on the mountain. It's quite a navy black, if that's a sort of thing. Have I just invented that? So those three lads were tight in together. 67 kilometres. Although it's 103 miles, it works out 170 kilometres. I'm just chewing the cud. You know, whenever you awake in the middle of the night for no apparent reason, well, this is my insomnia training, and I'm loving it. Hope little wiki hope Ricky Wynn is having the time of his life. I'm sure I'll see him later on. Josh Wade was in the top 20 when I saw him at the Lights of Hoca, whatever the hell that was, earlier on today. This, yeah, it's pretty cool. So, we'll speak to you all later on. I hope I can edit this so it just doesn't sound like a man rambling, walking around a generator in some public toilets in the middle of the night. But it's content, isn't it? Anyway, love you, bye. Right, this time I think we've got the front runners coming in. They're running. It's just headlights coming out of the darkness. So this is going to be pretty cool to watch. Well done. That was Jim from America, looking good in and out of the checkpoint. He's not hanging about there. He's away. Who's this behind him? Will it be Tom Evans? Or will it be one of the Zach Miller, or one of the leading French guys? It's got a bit of a pace like Zach. I think it's Zach, is it? Zach, well done! Zach Miller, you can tell by his bounce. Great stuff, Zach. One and two for America coming in. This looks like a bit of a Tom Evans stride coming in. I think it is. I can tell Tom's knees. Not that I'm a geek. Well done, Tom. He's in. So it's official. I know what Tom's knees look like. Oh, hilarious.
In the Comier aid station, just waiting for the first competitors to come in. We've got Jim was leading, and it was Zach Miller. And then after that, it's Tom Evans. In any minute. So, seen a bit. To the bus. My time bus won't go. Tom Evans has lost somewhere. Saw Josh Wade, got a big thumbs up. Leading was Jim and Zach Miller. Sorry. Eats his bananas sideways. There's a skill for you. First thing I'm going to try when I get home is eating a banana sideways. Oh. Let's put light on. Hey, let's see. We'll speak to you all later on. I'm going to head back to Chamonix now for a bit of a snooze. And it was the finish line about one-ish. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Next to some trees. Oh, I've got to get an acorn. Oh, have that. Did we come up this way? I think we might have. Oh. Let's have a bit of light. So, yeah, I can see them coming running in and out. Just blinded everyone. Shit. There we are. Who's that? Ah, well, happy birthday. What are you doing? Are you working? Well, then you're off. Are you having a party tonight? Are you? Are you going to go out for drinks? What's your plan the weekend, man? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm a bit deranged, I'm so excited. But it's been amazing fun. There's been some mega pit stops for the runners. But, yeah, gutted Tom Evans is, I think he's probably pulled out if he was lost. Because there's been about 25 men went through Comier. But, yeah, Josh is looking well. Big thumbs up. But Jim and Zach, incredible. Jim just ghosted in. Didn't even like no stride, as if he was just like zooming into the aid station. Courtney comes in, eye drops, has a little bit to eat, brushes her teeth, and goes in a minute. So if you've got kids that take ages to get ready for school in the morning, and they say, hey, do you like Courtney Dullwater? And they go, yeah. So, well, she can get ready in a minute. I'm on that step, taking a time scuppered. There we go. Right, I'm going back in the in the van. See ya.
It's what time is it? It's 10 to 1, heading down to the finish line. I got back into the apartment about 6 last night. This morning, what am I about? And then fell fast asleep. Goosed, I think the term is. Beautiful day. Beautiful day in sunny Chamonix. Bars, restaurants, flat out busy. Great atmosphere. CCCs are running in. Jim Walmsley's due, I'd say in about, he's about 8 kilometres away, so he's due in about, let's have a think, an hour, if that. Right, I'm heading off, I'll speak to you soon.
Just about to come into the last aid station. It's really heated up now, weather-wise. He's about 7 kilometres out. He's outside, potentially sub-20, but it's just incredible, yeah. I'm almost at the finish line. The press pack is ginormous. I may have left it a little bit too long. I was sitting in my pants down the corner in my apartment, and then I thought, oh, I'd best go and get a place. But yeah, it's busy, and I'm already just an hour and a half before the first guy's in. So I'll speak to you later on.
It's the prize giving. They're all in stage. Very emotional here. Can't believe I'm actually here, ladies and gentlemen. Something else to be here after such a long journey. Just want to thank my wife, all the hospitals, the doctors, my friends, and we'll see you next year for UTMB 2024. And that was the UTMB Get Up special. I really hope you enjoyed it, everyone, and if it's enticed you to try one of the UTMB World Series to get your stones to get over to Chamonix, I don't blame you. But even if you just want to go somewhere and soak up an amazing sporting event, certainly for you, this episode was brought to you by the home of coastal ultra marathons and trail races, the Penllyn Ultras. Come and visit us. Come for a sandy blister. Check us out on www.penllynultras.co.uk or just have a look at me on Facebook or Instagram. Get up and run. It's been great fun, that one. See ya.